Good morning. Hi, my name is Sunny LeBron, and I'm the student coordinator of the Best Week Ever. And I just want everyone to know we are so excited that you're here. And at this time, I would like to recognize the Best Week Ever staff. If you'll stand up, please. Thank you. These guys right here have been working for well over a week, night and day, to make this happen, and they're really excited that you're here. So get to know them, because they're really excited to know you. First off, I would like to welcome President David Rowe. And before he comes up to speak, I'm just going to give a short introduction. He's an ordained United Methodist minister with a bachelor's degree of science. With a Bachelor of Science degree, in chemistry from Southwestern University, a Master of Divinity degree from Emory University, and a certificate in Ecumenical Studies from the World Council of Churches and the University of Geneva. He earned his PhD from Georgia State University, where his research led to the dissertation entitled Cultural Leadership in Peace and Educational Response to Religious Violence. With 16 years of higher education experience, he has served Wesleyan College, Oxford University, Oxford College of Emory University, and the Candler School of Theology. He is also married to Jody, his wife, and has two sons, Carter and Philip. So without further ado, President David Rowe.
And welcome to the Best Week Ever. That was the second Best Week Ever. Welcome to the Best Week Ever. We're so happy we've been waiting for you to come to this campus, to gather in this place. And I want to make sure that you get to know my wife, Jody. Jody, would you stand up and wave to everybody? Somebody met Carter and Phil last night for 6 days. They were directing traffic, and a couple people moved into the dorms. Although my 8-year-old Carter decided after one trip that he was only going to help people live on the first floor. We're so glad you're here. And as we're celebrating the best week ever, I really want to tell you how much I feel connected to the class that's coming in this year. Because you and I are first years together. I'm finding my way around this campus, learning the names of people and places, and so I may bump into you and ask you for directions as we get going, and I hope you'll help me, and I'll try to help you out the best way that I can. But since we're starting together, I think we have a special bond, and we ought to go ahead and initiate the pride that we feel in starting together. So this is the best week ever. I want to suggest to you, your first-year students, and I know you continuing students will disagree with me on this, but is it possible that the class of 2013 is the best class ever? I guess not. Is it possible that the class of 2013 is the best class ever? You are the class of 2013. Going to change Shipman College. already in service and in volunteer leadership. I can't wait to hear what you will do when you get to this campus and really take charge. Seminary will change your life. You will meet faculty members here. You will care deeply about your mind and your heart. You will find fellow students here who will walk this journey with you. At the end of your 4 years here, you will graduate a changed person in the year 2013. You will change the world. What you have brought to this place will come in the conversation and in the contact with the gifts and the talents that others bring to this place, and with 185 years of tradition behind you. You will leave to make this world more peaceful. You will leave with a compassion for those who suffer and who live in poverty, and you will lift them from those places. You will leave wanting to preserve this planet for future generations. In you, I hold great hope for a peaceful planet, a just planet, and a sustainable planet. You will make all the difference in the world. Starting today, but you will take a big, giant leap toward that in 2013. Welcome to the best week ever. Welcome to the rest of your life.
I'm going to come up here. I don't really like being up here, but I have some papers and stuff. Let's give it up for Sonny LeBron, everyone. Sonny and the Best Week Ever leadership team have been working tirelessly all summer to put together the great program this weekend, and he certainly deserves that recognition, and she is a personal friend of mine. I want to welcome you all to Centenary College and the Best Week Ever. You all represent the future of Centenary, the next set of ladies and gents, and the class of 2013. Like that. This past summer, I started reading Dr. Lee Morgan, Professor Emeritus of English at Centenary College's History of the College. Now, in the book, I came across a list of the first rules of Centenary College from 1826. It was very interesting reading them. Now, many of these rules are outdated, and they're actually rather amusing, but I think that the ideas behind the rules actually can offer some great advice to any new Centenary student. So, after some quick thinking, I have taken each of the rules and I put my spin on them, and I think maybe create some rules of the road for you as you progress in your time at Centenary. So here we go. The first rule in the book said, in 1826, it is the duty of the president, professors, tutors, and other officers of the school to watch over the morals of the students and to keep them under strict subordination. Now, luckily for you, your professors are not so concerned about keeping you under subordination, but they will be there for you every step of the way. They want to know how you're doing. They're always a great place to talk about your future plans, life problems, or just to take a load off. Never forget about your professors. Now, the second rule was that every student shall observe the strictest decorum while attending school. They should neither countenance with or do anything which would incommode the instructor or divert the attention of his fellow students from the studies and improvements. Now, as far as decorum is concerned, luckily for you, we don't have any rules about what you can wear to class, so you can roll out of bed 5 minutes before class and go to class in your PJs. And I encourage you to exercise this right. And your professors will be happy that you actually made it to their 8 a.m. class. But do be aware, they are going to want you to participate, be alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic for their class discussions. Now, You can also ask all your mentors about that. They expect you to be there. Now, no student, this is the third rule, shall possess or exhibit any indecent pictures, purchase or read in school any lascivious or immoral book, and if any student should be convicted thereof lying, profane swearing, immodest language, or playing unlawful games, or visiting a billiards hall, or gross immorality, they shall be punished according to the nature of the offense. Now, if you're going to take away one piece of advice from this speech, this is it. If you don't want people to know about it, don't do it. Facebook photos, guess what? Anyone can see them. YouTube can be your worst enemy. Now, as far as billiards halls are concerned, you don't have to leave campus. We have great fun activities for you in the Student Union Building, CAB, RHA, and Greek Life at Centenary, which, by the way, you should all be a part of. A little plug there for that. Now, the fourth rule I found in the book said that no student should quarrel with, insult, or abuse a fellow student or any person whatsoever. No student shall go to a tavern or a grog shop nor any other public house for the purpose of entertainment, amusement, or without the permission of an instructor, parent, or guardian. Nor shall he associate with people of bad character. Now, of course, you shouldn't do that. But you do have my permission to go out and have a little bit of fun around campus. We are here to have a good time. But over your time at Centenary, you'll certainly will quarrel with your friends, those you care about a lot. My advice is to pick your battles very carefully and know that everyone makes mistakes and learn to forgive and forget. Now, the next one is very serious now. There is no howling. There is no loud talking, whistling, jumping, or other disturbing noise should be made or permitted in any of the buildings of the school, nor any disorderly conduct in the town of Shreveport-Bossier now. My advice from this one is that you should learn a balance between disorderly conduct and school. You are here first and foremost to learn and get an education, but all work and no play will certainly leave you miserable and not make the Centenary experience your own. Make sure you take the time to stop and smell the flowers and whistle and jump a little bit and have some fun. Just maybe not during those quiet hours, the RAs probably won't like that too much. The sixth rule was said that the student should treat all persons with whom they have intercourse and interaction with decency and respect, and shall on all occasions observe the commands of the officers of the school. Now, also, a decent observance of the Sabbath is required of all students and is expected as far as possible to attend public worship on that day. Now, I have two parts of advice from this one. First, it may not always seem like the officers of the college, the people in Hamilton Hall, have your best interests at heart, but you'll find that most of them do know what they're talking about, and while you may not always get the answer you want, in hindsight, you'll probobly see that it was best for you. Now, for those of you who are religious, I encourage you to continue in your faith, and you'll often will find that it's hard, but I think it'll prove to be fruitful. Now, for those of you who are not religious, which is fine in your own regard, I do encourage you to take up the idea of the Sabbath. That is, once a week or on the weekend, take some me time, relax, recharge, re-energize. It will certainly help you get through the next week. Also, in case you were wondering, in 1826, students had to diligently attend their classes from 9 to 5 every single day. Now, luckily for you, you don't have to go to school from 9 to 5, but do go to your class. Your professors will notice great brownie points, and you'll actually learn better. Ask your mentors about it. Now, if for some reason you were to break one of these rules in 1825, they had several punishments outlined for you all. You could be privately admonished, admonished in front of the whole class in a setting like this, because remember, everybody was in church on the Sabbath. You might be degraded to a lower class in school, assigned a particular seat, or I'm not really sure what this means, but it said application of the rod, whatever that might be. Now, luckily, I don't know of any departments on campus that use the rod with their students, but do remember that your actions do have consequences, and trust me, you're going to make some bad decisions. We all do it. Ask your mentors. Just remember that we all make mistakes and that life goes on, and not to fret and sweat the small things. But in all seriousness, I hope some of this advice will serve you well during your time here at Centenary. You are about to embark on what will prove to be the best week ever, hopefully the best year ever, and certainly the best 4, or for some of you, maybe 5 years of your life. I wish you all best of luck and welcome again to Centenary College.